Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at httpvoicerepublic.com.
This is 98.2 on your dial. You know what I'm saying? Hip Hop EJ. If you want to hear something and you want to get in touch with the squad, you could dial 49-1098-7654.
Fitness for the Soul, your hostess with the mostest. Good Saturday morning to you. I am your soul fitness coach. We do guided meditations more and more here at Fitness for the Soul, your weekly inner workout. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about things that I use all the time but take for granted that others might not know about. I'm going to share a little bit of what I have in my spiritual toolkit, on my spiritual tool belt. I had no idea what I was going to talk about today when I went to bed last night, but I trust in spirit, and I had a few bursts of inspiration. My shower is one of my thinking places where spirit talks to me and gives me flashes of brilliance. So I had a couple of glimmers of brilliance last night, but when I woke up this morning, I really had a better idea of what I wanted to share with you today, and I'm excited to talk to you more about it. But I always like to handle business first, and I always like to start off with gratitude as well. I was talking to Anise this week about some Back to Us Radio host stuff. You know, there are some things that go on behind the scenes here that you guys might not know about. But anyways, Anise and I were talking about some things, and she had made up a media kit for me. And when I looked at it, she had put some of the numbers for all of our shows on there, and I am just very, very, very grateful for the number of people who are listening live. I'm always grateful for my live listeners, but those of you who are catching the archive on these shows, wow, thank you so much. I'm really touched by the support I'm getting. So thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is a labor of love for me. I want to continue giving you information and things that can help you along your spiritual path and help get your soul fit. I mean, I'm called fitness for the soul for a reason. We have to work on these things within. But what I'm going to talk about today is some of them are inner things, but some of them are actually outer things that help the inner things, if that makes sense. I know that sounds crazy, but I think you'll understand when I start talking about this stuff today. But thank you, thank you, thank you to all of my listeners. I so appreciate you, and to all of those who support me, my friends, my loved ones, who are closest to me, you know who you are. I appreciate your support and unconditional love for me. So thank you. My email is Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at KellyLynnPrime.com. I have launched my website. It's not done yet. But I have launched my website. It's live. It's KellyLynnPrime.com. I have someone who is really, really good with web stuff who is helping me to get that shaped up. So I appreciate her as well. So thank you to my web guru. You can find the most information, the most accurate information about me right now on Facebook. You can go to my personal page, which is Kelly Lynn Prime. You can also find me on, I have two fan pages. One is called Fitness for the Soul with Kelly Lynn Prime. And the other one has my name at the beginning, Kelly Lynn Prime, and then it has a colon, and then Fitness for the Soul. So you can find me in any of those places. Actually, if you search for my name on Facebook, I'm going to pop up somewhere. So get in where you fit in. I'm there. I have a presence. On Twitter, I am at Kelly Lynn Prime, and I'm also on Instagram as at Kelly Lynn Prime. And can I tell you, I just love Instagram. Instagram is so fun. I love taking pictures, but I digress. Anyway, and the other thing that I really kind of am digging right now is Pinterest. Pinterest is the bomb as well. And I have to be honest, I should use it more for promoting business and radio stuff, but you know what? My favorite board on Pinterest is mine is called Fit for Foodies. You guys, I love good food. I really love good food. And I love healthy food. I love healthy good food. Yeah, that is my guilty pleasure with Pinterest. And I also have a private board with my sweetheart, and we have fun pinning little things that mean stuff to us. So Pinterest is super cool. If you haven't checked out Pinterest, you should check out Pinterest. And if you don't have Instagram, you're so out of vogue if you don't have Instagram, okay? So anyways, yeah, get with these social media. Get with it. So, let's get connected. I don't want to waste any time today. Not that I ever waste time, but sometimes I don't know. I get babbling on about all kinds of other stuff and, Yeah, you know how that goes. But anyways, what I want to talk about today is spiritual toolkit. And my spiritual toolkit is filled with little things that have become part of my life and my journey, and little things that I use every day. And hold on 1 second. I am looking at Facebook. Someone has messaged me. Okay, that's not important. I thought perhaps it was Blog Talk related, but it's not. So back to what I was talking about. My spiritual toolkit is filled with little things that I use a lot. And what I would like to do is I am going to, it's in the process, I have put the intention out there already, I am going to develop a series based on these things that are in my spiritual toolkit. I want to share those things with you because these are things that I use all the time and that are important. So I have a whole list of things. I'm going to go through those briefly right now. And what I will probably do is I will probably do I'll do a poll or develop a question on Facebook and Twitter, because my Facebook is connected to my Twitter. And I will find out what you want to learn about, what you want to know about, what things intrigue you within the spiritual realm. What do you want in your spiritual toolkit? What do you want in your spiritual tool belt? So the things that I wrote down, I have about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. I have about 13 things written here. The first thing that I have written down is invocations and prayers. an invocation is and prayers. I mean, we know about prayers if we come from a religious or particularly Christian tradition, if we were raised that way. But an invocation is just basically asking for help, healing, guidance, love, and protection from the spirit world, from the supreme being, from God, and from the ascended masters and the angels and your spirit guides and just the divine spiritual presence. If we don't ask for help, how can we expect the divine to intervene if we don't ask for help? Ask and you shall receive, right? So invocation and prayers. One thing that really got the ball rolling and was heavy on my spirit to talk to you guys about is angels. I talk to the angels all the time. There's four main archangels that I call upon for protection. I would like to go into that in more detail, but angels are interesting because there are literally angels for everything. And when I say everything, I mean everything. And the angels are waiting. They're always there. But they have to have the command from you because we have free will. And they cannot supersede our free will. So unless we say, angels of technology and computer software, please help me, they cannot intervene. And there are literally angels for everything. Angels of healing, angels of communication, angels of your home, angels of your car, angels of communication, so on and so forth. There are angels for everything. So I thought that would be something interesting to go into you with in more detail. The next thing on my list is cleansing and protection. I've had numerous people ask me about things that they can do to clear their own energy, to clear the energy of their home, to just get rid of the bad juju. And there's so many things that I use to do that. Crystals and stones are one of my ways to protect myself psychically. Aromatherapy is another thing that I use. Breathing, physical movement, and meditation. Those are all things that I use to help keep my aura and my chakras clean, and ways that I protect myself from any type of psychic or spiritual negativity or even attacks. Because you've had those thoughts before when you're really mad at someone. You have thrown spiritual daggers and energetic daggers at other people. And what you don't know is that your thoughts are powerful. So when you are throwing those energetic daggers at people, those daggers stick. So it's important that we protect ourselves, because we never know who's throwing an energetic dagger at us. And if we are protected, then that's something that we don't have to worry about as much. The next thing, and I've talked about this a little bit already within the other sections, is a lot of people don't know much about their aura and their chakras. They don't really know about their energetic anatomy. And for me, it's become second nature. And that is really one of those things that I take for granted that other people know about. And a lot of people don't know about those things. They don't know where the chakras are, and they also are not familiar with the function of the different chakras in our energy body. So I would like for you guys to know a little bit more about that. Another thing that I pay attention to is astrology. Now, I am not an astrologer. I dabble in my own chart, but when it comes down to knowing what's really going on, there are people who I know who are very adept and very well read and well studied in astrology. Those are the people who I go to, because here's the way I think about astrology. Think about the entire universe. And think about how the universe is always changing, especially the planets and the cosmos, the sun, the moon. Now, think about the moment that you were born into this physical body from spirit. How can the heavenly bodies, the planets, the stars, the sun, the moon, how can that stuff not have an effect on you as a person? So it always baffled me when people were like, oh, astrology, I don't believe in that crap. How can that stuff be accurate? Blah, blah, blah. How can it not be accurate? How can it not be accurate? The moment that you came into this physical body, you took refuge within everything else that was happening physically in this universe. Of course those things are going to have an influence on you. So I do believe in astrology. And if it's something that you have never explored, when you really get with an astrologer who has studied this stuff extensively, you really start to see how it does influence you. So astrology and numerology. Now, I also dabble in numerology. My favorite app on my phone is an app called Angel Numbers by Doreen Virtue. It's called Angel Numbers 101, and it's actually based on a book. I had her book first. Can I tell you that the universe is always speaking to me with numbers? I notice numbers everywhere. And I notice the universe shows me numbers in patterns. So I pay attention to things like, if I happen to look at the clock, the digital clock, like right now, it's 11:22, which is actually pretty cool, because that is typical of my pattern. So for instance, 11, and you just type the number into the app and it tells you what the numbers mean. 11 means stay positive. Your thoughts are materializing rapidly. So you want to ensure positive outcomes by focusing only on the good within yourself, others, and the situation. Okay, and 22 means the angels can see the positive results of your prayers, and they want you to have patience and stay optimistic while the final details are being worked out in heaven. This is an urgent call from the angels to keep the faith. Okay, so the message in 11:22 is stay positive and keep the faith, because the angels have heard your prayers. So I use this app a lot, and you know, numbers can be used in a lot of different ways, and there's other more detailed forms of numerology, like life path numbers and things like that. I have found that the angel numbers really resonate with me. So there's not, the beauty of all this stuff is there's not just one way. I'm just going to be sharing with you what works for me and how I do it. So there's not one way, to do things. So you can always adapt, you know, whatever I share with you, you can adapt that and adopt your own way of doing things. So, the next thing I have on my list is, different psychic and healing modalities. Again, you know, I'm a psychic medium, and the way I do readings is probably going to be totally different from how another person does readings. And I know we all have different spiritual and psychic gifts. Like, I was thinking this morning of a few different psychics who I have seen, and they all are unique and different and have different gifts. I actually have an appointment with a woman here in Atlanta tomorrow. I'm not going to mention her name because I haven't asked if, you know, I don't know if she is publicly promoting the work that she does, so I want to honor that. But she is a very powerful healer with light, and I'm really excited to meet with her tomorrow. I can think of another psychic friend that I know who uses art to help people. And I can think of another psychic friend who is she's a palm reader, and she is fantastic. She's so fantastic. And these are all, these are just people whom I have come into contact through being involved with Carl Woodall and Karen Arbuckle and being in their class. These are other people who have gone through the classes with Carl and Karen and have learned the Anastasi psychic development method. And, you know, we're all just so, there's so many different ways that we can help people. And I just think it would be great to highlight some of these people and some of the things that they do. The next thing on my list is affirmations and self-talk. This is a big one. We have to become, and I have had to become aware of how I treat myself. I look back at how my mind used to work in relation to myself, and I'm ashamed. I was so, so, so unkind to myself. And I'm proud of the fact that I try to be a nice person. I mean, don't bag me into a corner because I will fight my way out. But in general, like, I'm a sweet person and I'm very easy to get along with. I try to be polite and kind to other people. You know, when I see a homeless person, if I have money, I give them money. And, you know, I try to be aware of the human condition and what's going on around me. But as nice as I am to other people, there was a point in time where, my goodness, I was abusing myself mentally. I would look in the mirror, I would find every flaw. I never thought I looked nice. You know, I would tell myself, I would make myself feel guilty if I ever, if I wasn't eating well, or, you know, just I was just my own whipping post. And it takes awareness and it just takes a new, just retraining and unraveling in your mind, it takes that to kind of turn that around. But it's not impossible. I'm much, much, much kinder to myself. And I feel like over the last, probably the last, accurately the last year is when I've really, really started to appreciate myself and just know how awesome I am. I freaking love myself. I am so cool. But you have to, and you know, sometimes people, they hear that kind of stuff and they're like, oh, you're an egomaniac. You love yourself. Well, shoot, if I don't love me, who else is going to? I have to be my biggest fan, and I've had to learn how to be my biggest fan. So I think that's something that is important, and affirmations, positive affirmations can really help that. And the last thing that I have written here is feng shui and space clearing. It's really important for the space that you live in to feel good. And you know, sometimes, like, my Achilles heel as far as my home goes, two things: my clothes in my bedroom and my bathroom. And those are two, like, private places that not everyone gets to see. But I feel like those two places really represent my inner state. So what's going on in our home represents, it's an outer reflection of what we have going on inside. Making sure that your home feels good energetically and is appealing to your senses visually, the way it smells, the temperature, things like that. Those things all play a part in your day-to-day well-being. And there's ways that you can improve that. And it's also important for you to clear your space energetically. And that's another thing that I think people take for granted. So, you know, those are a few of the things that, and what I did is I have a little journal where I kind of just write down, ideas, and it's just a way for me to be able to remember stuff. So just a few minutes before the show started, I sat down and I knew I had to write down the things or I would forget. So, you know, I have this list here, and what I will do is I'll try to come up with a way to put these ideas on Facebook and kind of do a bit of a poll to find out what of those things are you most interested in, and ask and you shall receive. So what I am going to do is come up with a spiritual tool belt series, and we'll start going through these things each week that you guys want to know about. And I will always be available to do coaching sessions with you as far as learning this stuff in more depth and providing you with guidance. So what I'm going to do now is I am going to go ahead and let's just have a little applause for that. I'm excited. I'm really excited. Okay, so what I'm going to do is we're going to go ahead and do the Oracle card reading for today. So I'm going to shuffle my cards. And let's see what spirit wants to give us today. Oh, okay. Got two cards here. The first card that came up is actually, it has the number one on it, and it's called the Three Graces. And what it says is cooperative ventures with friends, joy, sharing, and new partnerships that are fun. Now, to me, what that represents is I feel like that is like this particular card is showing guidance as far as what keeps really popping up for me in relation to this is new business ventures, just new endeavors, meeting new people and connecting with people. You know, sometimes we get in our routine and we get in our little bubble and we just keep doing the same thing over and 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 things just become a little stagnant. So when we step out of our comfort zone and just do something different, meet new people. When you meet people and you like them and you connect with them, get their number. Give them a call. Shoot them a text. Say, hey, how you doing? Or let's have lunch. I mean, you never know what is going to come out of just meeting new people. And we have to cycle that energy. And again, we are still in the Mercury retrograde. So it's a good time to start thinking about and planting the seeds for new ventures and new partnerships. And you know, the thing that stands out about this card is that it's about joy, it's about sharing, and it's about having fun. Life is too short to not have fun and do the things you enjoy. And we don't have to all enjoy the same things, but figure out what it is that you enjoy and do something you enjoy. Do it just for you. You are that important. And the other card that came up is called the Midnight Prince. And it says, ask for what you want, be honest. So, I mean, it doesn't get any clearer than that. Ask for what you want, and I'm thinking of this in relation to the list that I just presented to you. I'm going to put those things out there and ask for what you want, be honest. And that goes for anything in life. If you don't ask for what you want, then how are you going to get it? And if you ask for a purple necklace and you get a purple necklace, but in the back of your mind you really wanted a blue one, then you can't be upset at anyone, yourself, if you don't get the blue necklace that you really want. You end up with a purple one. So we have to be honest with ourselves first. Okay, and the number on that one is 43. The number on the first card is, actually, I'm going to give you 1 and 3 in relation to that first card, because 1 is the number on the card, but it's called the Three Graces. So I'm going to give you 1 means stay positive. Everything you're thinking about right now is coming true, so be sure that you're only thinking about what you desire. Give any fears to God and the angels. And 3 means that the Ascended Masters are helping you. Usually this means an Ascended Master you feel close to, for example, Jesus, Kuan Yin, a saint, or some other spiritual or religious figure is helping you. Okay, and the number on the other card, the Midnight Prince, is 43. And 43 means, oh, interesting. Okay, both the angels and the ascended masters, such as Jesus, Kuan Yin, or a saint, are helping you right now. Spend time connecting with them in quiet meditation and be calmed by their reassuring presence, which tells you that everything is fine. Okay, so that helps me with meditation today as well. We will make sure that we connect with the angels and the ascended masters during meditation. So we will transition into meditation time. All right, where's my file? Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and start meditation music today, and we'll do a little bit of breath work, and then we'll just go right into meditation today. So, but before we do that, I must go through the rules of meditative engagement. Okay, so I have 4 rules. Number 1, you can't mess this up. It's impossible. The fact that you're here doing this and going into meditation is awesome. Hug yourself for that. Oh, and while I'm thinking about it, I know this is a side note. Oprah and Deepak Chopra have those a few times a year. They have the 21-day meditation challenge. I believe it is starting on the 11th, which is really cool. It's 11-11 for the meditations to start. I have to confess, I have never made it a full 21 days through the meditations, like on consecutive days. So I'm going to make the commitment this time to make sure that I do those meditations every single day. Like day 1 for the meditation is my day 1. Day 2 for the meditation is my day 2, and so on and so forth. So I'm really going to make a commitment to do that. I will post that on the on my social media. And if you would like to join in, it would be great for you to for us to support one another in that. So yeah, the Deepak and Oprah meditation challenge. Yeah, get signed up for that. I'll post the link for it. So anyways, back to rules of meditative engagement. Number 1 is you can't mess this up. Number 2 is we don't criticize ourselves. It's back to that whole self-talk thing. We don't make children feel bad if they fall off their bike when they're learning to ride. So if you fall off your meditative bike, it's okay. if you're nice, I might even kiss your boo-boos. So number three is we're not comparing ourselves to others either. Wherever you are at in your process is perfect. And I truly, truly mean that. Like, wherever you're at is perfect. Even if you feel like you're at the bottom of your barrel, that's where you're supposed to be right now. And if you're at the bottom, the only way is up. So that's the great thing about being at the bottom. And if you're at the top, you know what? I congratulate you for that too, because I know it's taken work for you to get there. And if you're somewhere in the middle, then that's perfect too. So just no comparing yourself to others. Your process is perfect. And number four is to enjoy your progress in your process. Just like I was saying, like, wherever you're at is perfect. And moving forward or backward, 1 inch at a time, is still moving. Sometimes things have to get worse before they get better. And movement is always, always, always better than being stagnant. Okay. So we are ready to start the meditation track. I'm going to start that now. Okay, we'll use that one today. And what I would like for you to do is I would like for you to get comfortable. And I recommend that not lay down, but if you must, it's okay. And I want you to connect your tongue to the roof of your mouth right behind your teeth. So the roof of your mouth is called your palate. So connect your tongue to your palate. What I would like for you to do, close your eyes and get comfortable. I want you to take a deep breath in through your nose. I want you to hold it. I want you to exhale through your mouth. Close. Okay, so we're going to do that a few times. You're going to inhale through your nose. You're going to hold it, and then you're going to slowly exhale through your mouth. Do that about 10 times. Okay? So starting with one, inhale, hold, 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 exhale through your mouth. And inhale. Hold, 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 and exhale. Okay, again, inhale. Hold, 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 and exhale. Inhale. Hold. Hold, hold, and exhale. Okay, inhale. Hold, 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 and exhale. Okay, we're going to do that three more times. Inhale. Hold, hold. Hold, and exhale. Okay, last two times. Really big breath. Inhale. Hold, 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 and exhale. And the last one. Inhale. Hold. Hold, hold, and exhale. Now just normalize your breathing. And imagine yourself standing on the beach. It's very calm and serene there. And there's that beautiful golden powdery sand beneath your feet. And you're standing right at the water's edge. And that crystal blue turquoise water is what you're looking out upon. Very calm. And then you see the contrast of the blue sky. And there's big puffy white clouds. They're so beautiful. It's such a beautiful day. And the sun is shining and it's warm and there's a light breeze blowing, keeping you cool. And as you stand there, imagine the earth in front of you as a small ball. And as you look at the earth as a small ball, the core of the earth is glowing white. And as you stand on the shore, that white light from the core of the earth comes up to the bottom of your feet and forms two white spinning orbs. And those orbs from Mother Earth are going to come through our body and they're going to connect us to the seventh plane of existence, where the creator of all that is. And we're going to take a journey to get there. So that those white spinning orbs, they spin all the way up through our body, touching every single cell in our body and lighting it up with white light. And as that white light touches every single cell, every single molecule, every single atom in our body lights up with that white light, and that white light pushes any negativity and any energies that no longer serve us. It pushes those energies out, and we become that same white light, that glowing white light of love that Mother Earth is. So we have this white light and energy from Mother Earth coursing through our entire body, cleansing, relaxing, and releasing every single part of our body, our feet, our legs, our knees, our thighs, our torso, our arms, our hands, our fingers, our neck, our spine, your head, your face, every follicle of hair on your body and on your head. You are a glowing white light right now, purifying, releasing anything that no longer serves you. Let those things go energetically. And as that white light has risen up through our body, it escapes out of the crown of our head. And as it escapes out of the crown of our head, it forms a tether to the seventh plane of existence, to the heavens. And as that white light escapes from the top of our head, it forms a bubble. And what I want you to do is I want you to crawl into your bubble. And as soon as you crawl into your bubble, and I'm crawling into mine too, those bubbles begin to rise very, very quickly. It's like an elevator. And that elevator takes us out into the sky out into the Earth's atmosphere, and before we know it, we have escaped the Earth's atmosphere, and we are out in space, rising very, very quickly past the dark lights and the bright lights, and the dark lights and the bright lights, going very quickly higher and higher and higher. Past the dark lights and the bright lights, we see the sun, the moon, the stars, all of the planets. We see everything out in space. And we're rising very, very rapidly past the more dark lights and bright lights and the dark lights and the bright lights. And finally, we bump into this jelly-like substance. It's a pinkish, orangish, iridescent color. It's transparent. And when we bump into that, we get out of our bubble and we begin to swim through it. And there's another white light on the other side of the jelly-like substance. And we swim toward the white light. And the closer we get to the white light, the brighter it becomes. We're swimming together toward the white light. And when we get to the other side of the jelly-like substance, there's a road that's paved in gold. And that golden road leads to the white light. So we walk on the golden road to the white light. And it's getting brighter and brighter and brighter. And as we approach the white light, we're very close now. We see gates. And the gates are beautifully decorated. And they're made of gold as well. And as we approach the white light, the gates open. And just inside the gates are all of the angels, the ascended masters, spiritual helpers, divine beings. They're all there. So I want you to take a moment and I want you to look around. Your guides are there as well. So take a moment and meet your angels, meet your guides, meet your ascended masters, meet your spiritual guidance team. So now that you have taken a moment to meet your angels and your guides, they are so happy that you're there. We go further into the white light. And there's some stairs in front of us. We climb those stairs. And the stairs take us higher and higher. And when we get to the top of the stairs, our physical body falls away and we become one with the white light. The white light is the creator of all that is. And it is in this space that we can have and do and be and heal anything that we want. So take a few moments and think about the things that you want and plant those seeds. Ask for the things that you want. Be honest about what you want. What are your desires? Ask and you shall receive. I'm going to be silent for a few moments while you do that. Now that you have taken that time to communicate with the creator of all that is about your desires, thank the creator. Think about all of the things in your life that you're grateful for. And say thank you to the creator, because the creator is the source of all things good. So just take a few moments and thank the Creator. And once you have thanked the Creator, head back to the stairs and walk back down the stairs. And your physical body reappears. And we are again in the midst of our ascended masters, the angels, the archangels, our spirit guides, our ancestors. They're all there. And take a moment and hug them and greet them and thank them for being present in our lives spiritually. Thank them for the help, the healing, the guidance, the love, and protection. We thank you. And after you have thanked them, we're going to walk back out of the Golden Gates, and we're going to say goodbye to the seventh plane of existence for right now. And the gates close behind us, and we're back on the road paved in gold that leads us back to the jelly-like substance. We get back to the jelly-like substance. We swim back through the jelly-like substance. And we get back into our bubbles. And as we get back into our bubbles, we begin our descent back to Earth. And we descend past the dark lights and the bright lights, and the dark lights and the bright lights. Very quickly, we descend past the dark lights and the bright lights, and the dark lights and the bright lights. And before we know it, we've come back into the Earth's atmosphere. And we come back into the Earth's atmosphere, and we land back on the beach where we started. And as we land on the beach, the energy and the light that we were in the midst of from above, we bring a little piece of that with us, and it comes back down through the crown of our head. And it also lights up every single cell, every single molecule, and every single atom in our body with that same energy of unconditional love from the Creator. It courses back through our body and comes out of our feet and connects us back to Mother Earth. And we release any energy, any excess energy, we release that back to Mother Earth as a blessing. And that energy comes out of our feet and out of our tailbone and connects back to the core of Mother Earth, grounding us in reality. Now that we have released the excess energy and have blessed the planet, come back into your body. Wiggle your fingers and toes. And you can open your eyes with a big, big smile, feeling peaceful. But hopefully feeling energized and refreshed at the same time. I always like to leave you with an affirmation. May we each affirm the uniqueness of our lives. May we embrace the good and the bad, the high and the low, the laughter and the tears. May we move through the fire with open eyes. There is nothing that is unworthy of us. There is no lesson that comes without a gentle reminder that we are loved and valued just as we are. I hope you have a wonderful, wonderful Saturday. And again, I leave you with a wonderful track from my beautiful friend Drea. It's called Me, Myself, and I. And here it is. It's called Me, Myself, and I, and it's from my beautiful friend Drea's album called Trust. And it's available on iTunes and Amazon and I think CD Baby I saw recently. But it's a wonderful song and for some wonderful people on this Saturday. I look forward to seeing you and talking to you on social media. And I hope you have a wonderful week.
Gonna make it if I try. Ooh, yeah.
You have been listening to a recording provided by Voice Republic at http://voicerepublic.com.